So with us, let's call to order the meeting of the Devil's Den Water District Board of Directors. I'm supposed to announce the directors of the board once more. It is Directors Colley, Cooper, DePremio, Kelly, and myself, Director Ford. Director DePremio is not here tonight. The other four members are. So this meeting is being conducted in person at the Rio Vista Water Treatment Plant Boardroom. As a convenience to the public, members of the public may also participate virtually by logging into the agency's Zoom meeting. Any member of the public may listen to the meeting or make comments to the board using the call-in number or Zoom webinar link. All announcements read at the SCV Water regular board meeting earlier this evening pertain to this meeting as well, too. Any public that are attending in person, there's public comment cards on the table outside. Please complete them and return them to the board secretary, which is also April in this case, to help expedite public comments. The procedures for tonight's meetings are as follows. I will introduce each agenda item. Staff will present. I will ask for public comments. I will then ask for discussion and questions from board members. Please raise your hand. Once concluded, I will ask for a motion and a second. After any further discussion, the board secretary will call for roll call votes. Item 1.2, members of the public may comment as to items within the subject matter of the jurisdiction of the agency that are not on the agenda at this time. We ask that members of the public wishing to comment on items covered on this agenda do so at the time each item is considered. So with that, we do have one card for item number one. Ms. Noltemeyer, did you want to talk with regard to the Devil's Den Water District meeting?
I'm sorry, I missed the last meeting. We didn't realize it was back in comp. The Devil's Den is in another county. I don't know why we continue to have it, and it doesn't serve any purpose. And all they do is, I believe the last time I checked, they just had put up some kind of light or something. But otherwise, I can't understand why we are continuing to allow this and spend any time with it. If anybody can tell me what you're getting out of this, I would like to know. Because I've been up there way back when originally they brought this, not realizing that they didn't have any water on site that would be taken. And that's basically a very brief reason of what happened there. But I don't know, with all the money you seem to be dealing with, it's more like this is coming and it's a bank rather than a water company that should be looking out for what's going on with water. And all you can say is, well, you know, we can't help it. You know, if they build it, we have to provide water for it. That's basically what you're coming up with. And I've never been so disappointed in what is happening. But maybe that will change when we get a different voted in board, which I think should happen, or else I'm going to have to probably sue somebody. And the thing is here, you can't give me any reason why we are still dealing with something that's in another county, has no good water, and yet we keep putting money into it. And I think you built one tower or there's something to provide light. For what? When you keep charging us and increasing what we have to pay, why are you keeping something like this that does nothing, provides nothing, And as usual, I will not get any answer. But as you can tell, I hope there will come a unit someplace there.
Thank you, Ms. Mahler.
Is there anybody online, April, that would like to make comments on item one?
There is not.
Okay.
Thank you. And with that, we can answer any questions Ms. Niltemeyer raised. There are a number of reasons why the agency hangs on to the Devil's Den property. And of course, the water supply that we received from them was a great benefit. And we've been receiving for close to 30 years now. Oh, I'm sorry. And Steve, yeah, I don't know if you want to answer a question regarding the Tower of Light on Devil's Den.
I'm not sure what that was in reference to.
I don't either. But thank you anyway. Okay. With that, we'll move on to item 1.3, which is the approval of the agenda. I don't know if members of the committee would like, or the board rather, would like to make any additions to the, or changes to the agenda. Seeing none, we'll assume therefore that the agenda is hereby approved. And we move on to item 2, which is a consent calendar. There are 3 items on the consent calendar for approval tonight. And so with that, is there any public comment on the consent calendar?
So I should move this consent calendar first, right?
Sure. And a second. With that, are there any public comments on the consent calendar, April?
There is not.
Okay. With that, then we have a motion and a second. We can take a vote on the consent calendar. April, you want to do a roll call, please?
As I call your name, please state how you vote. Director Cawley?
Yes.
Director Kelly?
Yeah.
Director, Vice President Cooper?
Yes.
President Ford?
Yes.
The consent calendar is approved.
Thank you. And then we can move on to item 3 is a presentation by Joe Byrne of the legal counsel regarding the approved appointment to the Upper Santa Clara Valley Joint Powers Authority.
I will make this very quick.
Can I kick it off a little bit?
Sure,
just because I think I'm causing the problem. So not trying to cause a problem. So just for other members of this board, I ask that I be, you know, when it's convenient that I resign my position on the Joint Powers Authority, basically because I typically vote no for increases in debt. And as a representative of this agency on that board, I need to vote, of course, the way this board wishes me to vote, which is oftentimes not the way I would want to vote. And therefore, because I prefer to not have to vote that way, I just prefer somebody else that is more likely to be aligned with the will of this board to represent this board on that agency.
Appreciate the explanation and the offer to sacrifice. So thank you. So with that, Joe?
Yeah, I'll just pick right up on that. So that is creating a vacancy of which it's recommended by you, President Ford, that it be filled by Director Cooper. And again, that would be on the Upper Santa Clara Joint Powers Authority, which is composed of Devil's Den and the agency. There's one other issue that's noted in the staff report that the representatives from the agency are the president and the 2 vice presidents. So since we only have 1 vice president right now, we only have 2 representatives. As outlined in the report, it indicates that we're going to have discussion in January about whether to have a second vice president or not. So we'll wait till then. If we don't have a second vice president, the bylaws of the JPA say that we'll select another person from the SCV Water Board, or the board at that time, if it wants, could decide to have a 4-person board. But that's outlined in there. But this right now is just approving a replacement for the retiring Director Cawley from this board, at least.
Thank you, Joe.
I'll move the recommended action.
Okay. We have a second from Director Kelly. Then any discussion, any public comment on this item, April?
There is not.
Any other discussion from members of the board? Seeing none. April, if you would go ahead and do a roll call vote.
As I call your name, please state how you vote. Director Kelly.
Yes.
Director Colley.
Yes.
Vice President Cooper.
Yes.
President Ford.
We'll miss you, Ed, but yes.
This item does pass. Thank you.
Thank you. And with that, we can adjourn the meeting of the Devil's Den Water District Board. So thank you, everybody.